Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Cal is joining us here on Second Date Update. Here we go. Cal, thanks for letting us help you with Taylor. What is going on with her?
I don't know. She's become a lady of very few words since we met. Actually, no words.
How long ago was your date, Cal?
It was 2.5 weeks ago.
All right, so there's still some hope. Nothing's definite. We can still put the call in.
with you making the call for me, I have a good feeling about this.
So all right. Let's
do it.
Yeah, of course. And we're going to do our best here, Cal.
We'll try.
What can you tell us about your first date with Taylor?
It was, good vibes all around. We had dinner. We had, I thought it was fun conversation. I insisted on picking up the tab.
Okay.
So it couldn't be that.
All right.
Those seem good. Yeah.
All good things. But first dates, are known for awkwardness or maybe a flub moment here or there. Any of that come up?
Well, she was telling me about, this bird pirate book she's reading, which seemed a little weird. It turns out she's reading it with her 7-year-old nephew.
Okay.
I may not have realized that.
Oh, you realized it later that she's actually reading it with her nephew.
Okay. But I was able to pivot to talking about my 6-year-old niece. So I'm like, okay. Got it.
So you had something in common. That's cool.
Yeah, and you recovered.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how about the end of it? I mean, was there a goodnight kiss or how was the moment when things finished?
I gave her a kiss on the cheek. It was a quick goodnight, but she was smiling, so.
Okay, but nothing since then?
Nada.
When you were talking about the book, did you originally, criticize her for reading a weird book or something?
I may have furrowed my brow or something. That's you telling me you're reading Green Eggs and Ham. I'm like,
it's weird.
Let's call Taylor, Cal, and see what her thoughts are on your date. So you hold on. We're going to play a song, come right back. The second half of Second Date Updates coming up next on The Wolf.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Our listener, Cal, would like to know if he made enough of an impression on Taylor for her to want to see him again.
It was, good vibes all around. We had dinner. We had, I thought it was fun conversation. I insisted on picking up the tab.
Okay.
So it couldn't be that.
Now, Cal would just kind of like to know, is Taylor still interested? Let's find out here on Second Date Update.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Taylor, please?
Yeah, this is Taylor.
Hi, good morning, Taylor. Thanks for answering. We are calling from 102.9 The Wolf, the Thunder and PT show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're on. Yeah. And we're
on the radio now?
Yes. And we are calling
okay.
you. Okay. And we're calling you to see if you might have a moment to answer just a couple of questions for us.
Okay, this is surreal. Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, great. Well, so we do this thing called Second Date Update where we track down people that have been on a great first date, but the other person didn't feel that way maybe. And
we were hoping to get your insight about a date that you went on with Cal a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Well, I mean, I spent like 90 minutes with him, so I don't have much insight.
Okay. I mean, did you enjoy your time with him?
I mean, I'd say he has potential, but, you know, for somebody, not me.
Okay. And why wouldn't that someone be you?
He's got this fake laugh, and I just couldn't.
See, he's got a fake laugh. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, like, it just really, I don't want to be shallow about it, but
no, I get
it's a sign, right? Like, if spending time with me is so challenging, you have to pretend.
Taylor,
I'm sorry. Cal, I thought I had Cal on hold here, but, Cal, what is...
Can you call me fake? That's how I chuckle.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but, you know, it's like you were phoning it in, Cal.
Well, sometimes some things are just, like, mildly amusing. I don't understand how that's a big deal. I thought you were reading a children's book. It was like, you know.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Wait a minute. What was he laughing at? He was laughing at the fact that you were reading a children's book, but that it ended up being a children's book you were reading to your nephew that you were sharing this book with him. And Cal, you were laughing.
Yeah, as soon as I found out, I was like, oh.
Oh, you were laughing at yourself.
Yeah, the situation, I guess, yeah, that I mistook that she was reading it for her own.
Got it.
Right, but
that's understandable.
But I guess, so then Taylor...
It sounds like that's the only time it happened. He was doing it all through our date.
Well, okay, give us another example. Like,
were you telling jokes or just things were funny or what?
You know, he was doing it in response to me. Like, okay. He'd be asking, like, so what do you do for fun? And I'm like, oh, well, when I can, I like to go skiing. And he's like,
So sort of an inappropriate reaction. Is that just like a nervous tick or something, Cal, that you've got when it comes to just laughing at everything somebody says? Because we talked to you on the radio a few minutes ago.
I don't think you laughed at all, did
you?
No. I can't. This isn't supposed to be about me. I don't understand why I'm being...
But it is...
It was ironic, I guess. I guess irony makes me chuckle. It was like, oh, she likes to ski, but like she didn't seem very athletic in my mind. So I'm like...
Oh, wow. Okay, Taylor, jeez, wait a minute. Are you athletic, Taylor? I mean,
I don't know how athletic...
You need to be to ski.
So if that was his thought, I mean, I don't say I'm super athletic, but I can ski. And if he thinks it's okay to like mock me, you have your answer right there, right?
Are you mocking Taylor, Cal?
No.
Okay, he's kind of doing it right there. But Cal, you said something. It's not about, this isn't about me, but it is kind of about you, because there is a reason why Taylor wasn't getting back to you in the first place,
right?
And it's because of this laugh, this insincere laughter, Taylor.
Definitely.
The constant nervous laughter was a distraction.
I don't know. If it happened maybe like, you know, just when we were talking about the book and it was just some sort of weird misunderstanding as we're getting to know each other, okay. But he's just living inauthentically, man, you know?
So, Cal, you don't really even recognize that you do this. Like, you're not aware of this. Or are you?
I am now.
Okay, well, you're doing it right there. Okay, and I guess so it's just a little unusual then for Taylor, but you just thought that he was laughing at everything you said, and it just sounded, it was just kind of strange.
It's not just that it's strange. Like, he's false, you know? Not what I'm into.
Hmm. Well, how would you want him to react? Just a little more sincere.
I'm not sure that anything can redeem it at this point. Like, I think it's a personality
makeover.
I mean, if it was about laughing fake and inappropriate, I mean, on this show, I have to do it all the time. Every time Thunder tells a mediocre
a bad joke.
Right.
Hey, Cal, you want to come do the morning show with me? See, there he goes.
Hey, that's
right.
So great.
It's a no, Taylor, then. It's a no, Taylor, for a second date with Cal.
It's definitely a no.
All right.
Cal, where were you with that one? That
was... Okay. All right. Well, guys, that's the way it sometimes happens. You know,
I don't know, man.
Everyone's got their thing. Cal, I don't know if that's something you want to work on, but you seem like a very nice guy. And Taylor, thank you both for being on.
Second date update.
Fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
I got a soup.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.